Amen. I am so glad that we have been given this privilege to, share what we know with the church. First of all, I'd like to thank God for this great opportunity, for this platform. And also, I'd like to thank Pastor, Elder, the deacons, and the leaders of this church for today. Amen. But before I share the word with you, I would like all of us to be on our feet. I want you to sing this song with me. Yesu, wayame odeshe enti maso noda ono na owi deje menkwa o ugwa ma o komno o wi ma me wa to me abode o no na o wi deje me kwa oh, Guama, oh, come no. Oh, we, my man. Oh, I saw me. I bought it. Oh, I know. Now, oh, we, they Almighty Father, we thank you for today. Father, as your word is coming, I pray that you prepare our hearts so that it will be a fertile soil so that when your word falls on it, it's going to germinate and grow and bear fruits. We thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Please take your seats. Our main theme for this week is you are God's possession. Tell the person sitting next to you that you are God's possession. Or say it to them again. Do you believe you are God's possession? Yes? Okay. But then the theme for today is you have been redeemed. Amen? You have been redeemed. Well, somebody's going to ask, what does redeem mean? In this aspect, we are talking about you have been saved. Amen? I'd like us to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 23. If you're there, say amen. Okay. It says, you were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of human beings. I want you to underline the word price and also slaves. Now, somebody may ask, how am I a slave to a human being? Well, in this aspect, the human being here means that people of the world and all of their ways are sinful. So if you're a slave to man in the world, then all your ways are sinful. Hence, you are committing sins. So you are a slave to sin. But then the price in this word means that God has bought you at a price, so you are his possession. And somebody's going to ask, what is this price that God bought us at? Nyamiatowa boarding, very expensive. So if he loses you, it hurts him because you belong to him. You are his. And this price here is Jesus dying on the cross to save you and I. He exchanged his life for you and I. So that is a very expensive price. I don't know how many of you will give your children's lives to save all of our lives. But God did it because he loves us so much. Amen? Amen. Now, how are we slaves to sin? when we were born into this world, we ended up being sinners thanks to Adam and Eve. The fruit they ate. They told them, don't eat it, and they ate it. And now we were born sinners. So we became sinners automatically when we came into the world. But because God loves us so much and his son dying for us, we are free. We are free. Do you believe you're free? Are you sure you're free? Well, you are free because you've been bought at a very expensive price. That is God's son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So as Christians, sometimes we have to live the way that we are supposed to live. You know, we are royals, because when you go to 1 Peter 2, chapter 9, it says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are a special possession of God. So you're royal. Oh, yeah, royal. You're royal blood. Let's just look at people in England, those who are entitled to the throne. You see the way they've been walking and all of that. And then when there's a royal baby, you see how the world goes crazy just to see this baby because they are of royal blood. Now, that is even the throne on earth. The throne on earth. So just imagine the throne that your God possesses in heaven that you are entitled to. That is a throne that is never going to come to an end. Listen, you are princes and princesses in heaven. So whilst on earth, you have to act like you are a prince and princess in heaven. Amen. I got it right. Thank you. So most of your ways, you should act like nyame, because we are nyame dia. I know. Amen. No, you can't. It's mine. Back to us walking in the Christian way. I mean, we are humans. We sin. We can't do anything about it thanks to this flesh that we have. But the fact that when you fall doesn't mean that you should stay there. You know what I'm saying? This is to the youth and also our mothers and fathers. When you sin or when you fall from the grace, do not stay there. Because you're God's possession and he needs you. He needs you. Now, let's look at the prodigal son for an example. This guy's father had everything. Everything. He didn't need anything at all. But then he got up one day and he goes, well, my father's rich. I'm good. I can do good all by myself. So he decided to take his part of the inheritance and go. Now he left. We all know what happened to him. Now let's compare that to our Christian lives. Sometimes we think we know it all. We know God's word. We can stay from Genesis to Revelations. So we think we are good. We go into the world and we think nothing can attack us. Nothing, we are good. But then little by little, this world keeps drawing you. Little, you wouldn't know that you are falling. By the time that you realize, now what of them? You're down. Like, you're down. But then when you get there, don't stay there. Because there's one thing that this prodigal son did that his father was very happy. You know, he ended up working in a farm and he was eating food from the pigs. He was defiling his body. I don't know if any of you would want to eat that. That is how we Christians, when we go into the world and then we stray from God, the sin that we are committing with our bodies, we are defiling ourselves. Which is not good for us. But then he realized that, oh, even the common servants in my father's house eat the best of food. So what am I doing here? I'm going to go back to my father and then ask him to even be his servant. So Benjamin Pa, I'll be very grateful. So he left. He left whilst he was coming. His father saw him from a distance, but then he ran to him to embrace him. He threw a feast for him. He clothed him with the most expensive garments. But then whilst he was in the house, his father was not throwing a feast for him because, oh, my son needs to be celebrated, so I'm going to throw a feast for him. No. But when he got lost and he came back, he clothed him. He threw a feast for him. That is how our lives are too. When we go and we realize that we are coming back to our Father, He is so happy that He raises us from where we were before to the highest level. He blesses you. Listen, the blessings that you had before, He's going to elevate you to the highest level. So don't stay in your sin. Just come back to Him because you belong to Him. You are His. You've been bought at a price. The life of His Son for you. All because of you. Do not feel like you are worthless. You are not. Because God, His Son, exchanged His life for yours. And His blood is so precious that it cleanses you. I don't even know. When you mix Kool-Aid with water and then it stains your shirt, you wash it, you know, you need bleach and everything. But the blood of Jesus, it leaves you spotless. You are clean from head to toe. So you should know that you are a prince, you are a princess, you are of royal blood. You belong to God, so you should stay under His feet. If you fall, rise up. If you fall, just rise up and come back to Him, and He will bless you more than you were before. That is what I'm telling you today, that you are His possession, you have been saved, and He will elevate you from where you were before to another level. Amen. So tell somebody you are God's possession. Tell them, I am a royal priesthood. I have a throne in heaven. And a crown. Amen. Shall we please be on our feet? Now, I want you to make this confession to God that Obedono nawasumni, because you do not want to live under His feet. Because there's nothing in the world for us. No, they may look nice, but they say that all that glitters is not gold. Because it's going to lead you into destruction. You are going to go to hell one day. And none of us want to stay there. But since you are His possession, you want to stay under His feet. And He will keep protecting you. When you go to heaven, you may suffer here. But then in heaven, it's eternal enjoyment. There'll be no sorrow, there'll be no crying, nothing. I want you to begin to say something to God. Even if there's something that you have done, confess to Him. Even if you want to rededicate your life to Him, do that now. Because the end times are near. The things that are happening in this world means that God is coming soon. You do not want to be lost. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. Moja somfo wo de wo moja na to mi eratie famiye ni a ope. If you really believe that odini moja na to na somfa onye di opa. And yet, you may make a confession to God. Say, because you do not want to be lost. Let's sing this song one more time from the depths of your heart.
Oh.
Oh, what the war, oh, moja na to
eradie. Amen.
Abraham, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. One letter said, when you may enter me if I want to be at home. If this is such a father that we have and who possesses us, who shall we fear? Who else is in the world that we fear? There is nobody, oh God. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, for reminding us that we belong to you. And that when we are lost, we should come back to you. Now, obedient. Father, Lord, we thank you for your grace, for we are nothing without this grace. Your everlasting love for us, that you let your son come and die for us. But then you still make your son come and die for us. Who is like you, oh God? There is none like you. Father, I pray that your word is going to grow in our hearts, that we will be reminded each day that we are princes and princesses, and that we are your possessions, and that we are not going to leave you. We will hold on to you till your son comes for his saints. This is what we ask you. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.